In the Valle del Lozoya, settlements are settled with important samples of historic artistic heritage of high cultural value, examples of religious and civil architecture, as well as traditional mountain architecture. Since all the municipalities conserve nowadays samples of traditional constructions like ponies of shoeing, old agricultural sets, forges, barns, etc. The mountain homes have common features among them throughout the valley. They are usually of a single height and their thick walls are of stone locked with mud and pebbles. The roofs are low and covered with curved Arab tiles and small and sparse windows. These houses have undergone many transformations over time. Originally, the internal partitions were made of a mixture of mud and straw, while the support piles of the house were made of wood. Due to the intense cold in this area in winter, the kitchen with its bell-shaped chimney was located on the north side of the house, while the warmer south face was reserved for the bedroom, which could have not a little window to filter a ray of light. The foal is defined as a contraption that was formerly used for the fitting of animals, mainly oxen or cows. Once introduced the animal, by means of a system of rollers and belts, it was suspended in the air. Normally they had four vertical columns in the form of a quadrilateral and two horizontal columns, a fixed one and a rotating one called a roller. Located in a lower plane and with two holes to place the lever, which triggered the coyandas or belts that rose and fell to the animal hung and immobilized. In the front part is located the ridge or ublo, which is an individual yoke where the head was tied. From the vertical poles, in some ponies and at low altitude stood the trestles that in some places were called palm rests, in which the legs of the animals were tied alternately to change the horseshoes. In some occasions the colt was used for the application of treatments by the veterinarian, when the medication or therapeutics used advised the immobilization of the animal, as a safety measure. The hardware of the cattle or mule was not complicated. These animals are kept on three legs, and it is not difficult to get them to bend the front legs at the level of the knee joint to place the horseshoe. More complex is the case of the oxen that are not kept on three legs, so the colt was invented to do the work of the ironwork safely and without fear of kicks or horns. To shoe, the blacksmith used the hammer, the tongs, the pajavant, and the nails. The pajavant is a kind of elongated and flat spatula. It served to clean the helmet of the animal and leave it smooth to place the horseshoe correctly. Then the nails were placed, which were introduced inclined, from the inside out, and as they protruded from the hoof or hoof, they were riveted so that the horseshoe would not come off. The shape of the horseshoes adapts to the morphology of the hoof or hoof of each animal, being a unique piece for horses and in two pieces for oxen or cows, which are called chopas and are placed on the outside of the helmet. The foal of ironwork began its services in the 19th century and was in full force until the 60s of the 20th century. When it ceased to be used due to the decline of the cattle herd, a circumstance that coincides with the mechanization of the field, displacing the oxen and cows from the work of the field. Currently, they have remained as a reminder of another era, some areas that have turned their attention to their historical past of the agricultural rural society, are repairing and recovering the colts or ironwork gadgets, as symbols of a legacy that we can transmit to future generations. Generations. Our municipality has two foals that are preserved almost as before, showing the livestock origin of the municipality, one in the Plaza de San Pedro de Garganta and the other in El Cuadrón next to the Church of El Pilar.